a 4-core CPU on a processor, which has only 2 cores. You can achieve virtualization on multiple systems, and the result of this will be superior on computers that have CPUs that support virtualization. You can use different virtual machines to install the Linux operating system on your computer. VMware is one of the leading manufacturers of virtual machines and applications. In this chapter, we will look at how you can install Linux OS in Windows using a workstation player designed by VMware. Installing a workstation player. If you want the workstation player, you need to download the latest version from the VMware website. They constantly upgrade their workstation player application and tool. For this example, we will use the VMware Workstation 15 player. And this file is 150 megabytes in size. The latest versions can be heavier, so make sure you have good internet connectivity. These workstation players are available for home, non-commercial, and personal use, and are free. Nonprofit organizations and students can use this version since they do not have to shell out any money on installing the operating system. A VMware workstation player performs all the functions a standard virtual machine must. You can also use VMware products since each product offers a wide range of virtualization solutions that you can use for any business. If you want to learn more about their products, you can read about them on their website. After you download the VMware Workstation Player, click on the installer and follow the installation wizard steps to set up your virtual workstation. It is recommended that you download the enhanced keyboard driver during the installation, since you may not need it now, but will need it later. Complete the installation and reboot your system when the wizard prompts you. Choose the correct distro. You should read about the different Linux distributions available to you, and choose the one that works best for you. Some Linux distributions work best on virtual machines, while others cannot work on them. All 64-bit and 32-bit versions of Linux work well on virtual machines. You cannot run Linux distros, such as Raspberry Pi and other ARM architecture Linux distributions, on virtual machines. If you want to use an ARM Linux environment on your Windows machine, you should try QEMU. If you do not know which distro you need to choose any from the list below. Linux distros. Since there are many options available, you may find it hard to choose the right Linux distro for your system. How do you know that is the best one you should use for your system? What if you want a game using Linux distros? Do you want to use a pretty distro that uses the same structure as macOS? In this section, we will look at the different Linux distros lists available for you. These distros have been used actively by various individuals over the last few years. It is best to download a Linux distro that you can use safely on your system. You should also check if the distro you use is updated regularly using security patches. Business Linux distros. Red Hat Enterprise Linux. The distro is like Fedora, but it is used commercially. This distro was designed for enterprise customers. You can use any of the different add-ons and variants. If you want to be an administrator, you need to be certified. SUSE Linux Enterprise. This Linux distro version is designed for an enterprise and can be used by businesses. It is for this reason this variant is easy for one to use with different Office programs. You can run this distro on various devices, and it can be used even on critical systems. Many versions of this distro are also available on the Linux website. Gaming Linux distros. Sparky Linux Game Over Edition.